Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was hosting Good Morning MSP. It was an event with Jonathan Weinhagen over at the Depot in Minneapolis. And they made this big announcement that there was a program through the city of Bloomington called Hatch. It is an opportunity for business owners to compete to win $100,000. And to open a business, brick and mortar, in the city of Bloomington. And I was like, this is amazing. I have to do what I got to do to amplify this message. So I invited Jonathan Weinhagen from the regional chamber here in Minneapolis and Bloomington Mayor Tim Bussey to join the show. They are joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, good afternoon, Shaletta. Okay. Always fun to be on your show.
Now, Jonathan, you got to tell me, how did you get involved with Hatch and what this program is all about? Because there's a deadline or something coming up, and I want to make sure folks know about it and get in and share and help me spread the word before this thing closes, because this is phenomenal. I've never heard of anything like this.
There is a deadline of May 3rd, so we are coming up, you know, days away from the deadline. And it really was the genesis of a lot of different things. You and I have talked about the importance of capital and support for small businesses for mm-hmm. A number of years here. And as we come out of the pandemic and think about how do we really, shore up, corridors across our cities, we need to think innovatively, and that's where Bloomington came in. The city of Bloomington came to the chamber and said, hey, we've got this idea. They did this thing in Detroit, started it 15 years ago, called Hatch. And we'd like to, replicate it right here in the city of Bloomington with a focus on brick and mortar. Would you be our partner in this? And, it didn't take long for us to get to yes. And, we've had an opportunity to go out to Detroit to learn about their program. And now we are, in the early stages with the applications open right now of bringing this thing to life and seeing some incredible business ideas come through the portal. So we're super excited about it.
Okay. Now, Mayor Bussey, most people are running away from Jonathan. You are running to him to work with him on this Hatch program. Talk to me about Hatch and tell folks exactly kind of what it is, what it hopes to do and who it hopes to help.
Oh, I can't imagine anyone running from Jonathan. I do.
I can't lie to you, Mayor Bussey. I'll be running.
the Minneapolis Chamber's been a great partner with the city of Bloomington, and I applaud Jonathan and their willingness to jump in to this with us, because it's a bit of an adventure, but we're so happy to be partners with them. We, as Jonathan said, we were looking for ways to spur entrepreneurial fever in Bloomington and get people involved and to promote small businesses. And this idea of Hatch Bloomington came up. We're looking at it as an opportunity to promote the small businesses with an emphasis on sustainability, creativity, equity, inclusiveness. And we want applicants at basically any part of their business development timeline, folks who are in the idea stage or who are looking at expansion. The main idea, though, being that we want to see a brick and mortar facility in the city of Bloomington. And boy, the number of people that I have talked to, the number of applications that have been received, the excitement that this has generated, it's just been fantastic.
And I want to know, Mayor Bussey, do you have to live in Bloomington? I'm already getting text messages from folks, some of my entrepreneur friends who are listening to the show at their shops and in their homes, and they're saying, I don't live in Bloomington. Can I still apply?
It is not a live in Bloomington. It's to locate your business in Bloomington. So
okay.
No, the residency requirement isn't with the where you live. It's where you would locate the business.
Okay. Now, Jonathan, how can people sign up? Folks are texting me. They want a website, a link. Do they need to go somewhere? Y'all got my phone blowing up. I can't even do my show right now. These business owners heard $100,000 in brick and mortar, and they have lost their minds.
Well, we love that the word is getting out, and we encourage everybody to go visit hatchbloomington.com. Super simple. There's an application link there. It walks you right through it. And then along the way, our team is there to help support the process. We're hosting listening sessions, learning sessions. Pick up the phone, call me, call the mayor, call our team. We want to help folks, bring their idea to life. And Shaletta, one of the neat things that we've heard about Hatch, from the Detroit experience is the $100,000 is amazing and life-changing. But when we get down to these 10 finalists as part of the process, the visibility these folks are going to get, mm-hmm. the opportunities in the media and through social media and other things, is just like it's palpable. What we've heard from folks is that's almost as valuable as the cash prize. Mm-hmm. We can't wait to celebrate the one individual who gets both. But all along the way, there's incredible value to being a part of this process.
Okay, now Mayor Bussey, the application deadline is May 3rd. Take me through the steps. What happens after that? Because as Jonathan was saying, there's going to be some finalists. There's going to be a selection. Talk to me about what happens after folks apply.
Well, after the applicants submit all their deliverables, their business plan and their marketing plan and all that they need to submit, there's going to be three rounds of judging over the course of about 4 months. So as we head into the summer here, the first round, we got a great group of judges put together, business leaders, community leaders, and so on, to go through the initial applications. And then as we start to winnow it down, it will become incredibly public, down to, in fact, the last one or two rounds. I'm not exactly sure. Jonathan can probably correct me on this. But literally, we'll be on stage at our community theater, a la Shark Tank, in front of a live audience, where these folks are going to have to present their business plan. They're going to have to make their pitch in front of a live audience, and community members will have the opportunity to vote online. And so it's kind of an exciting thing with business professionals winnowing the group down a bit, but then having the whole community involved in deciding who the ultimate winner will be.
Oh my gosh, this is exciting. It's also scary. Talk to me about the ultimate goal, Jonathan. We're hearing a lot. Is it that we want to promote small businesses? We want to expand, entrepreneurs in Bloomington. We want to highlight, the need to support small businesses. What's the one thing that, you're most excited about with Hatch Bloomington?
Shaletta, I start with saying it's all of the above. It's all of those things you just mentioned. The thing that I'm most excited about is spurring that energy and that innovation and creating opportunity. And to have the city of Bloomington as a partner, this incredible beacon as a city. And I would just note that since we launched this thing, we're hearing from cities all across the metro, kind of asking us like, hey, what about us? Can we do something similar? And I think the message I've heard from Mayor Bussey and the Bloomington team is bring it on. We'd love to see Hatch all across the MSP region. So we're excited about this. We're grateful for the leadership of the mayor and his team. But we just can't wait to get to that May 3rd deadline, to start winnowing down the applicants and to learn more about these incredible entrepreneurs that want to bring something to life in the city of Bloomington.
Okay. Give me that website again, Mayor Busty, because I want to make sure everybody has this information. And my producer, Josh, is going to also put it online because my phone is literally blowing up. I have to do my show, y'all. I'm in the middle of a show, everybody. They think that because we're talking and it sounds like we're having a conversation that I'm not working. I'm actually working, so I can't get to the people right now. So give us that website again because I want to make sure that nobody misses this. This is the thing, Mayor Busty, is, you know, a lot of times for entrepreneurs and small business owners, we're so busy working that we miss out on opportunities. And so by the time we hear about it, it's in the paper and we've missed the deadline. And I want to make sure, especially with Hatch Bloomington and how much fun this process is going to be, that people don't miss this opportunity to apply to be a part of the process. Because like Jonathan said, even the folks who don't win the $100,000, just being a part of the process, it's going to be fun. You're going to get the visibility. You're going to get all this earned media attention, and you're going to be able to make some great connections that are going to last, a lifetime.
You're exactly right. First of all, you're exactly right. You're the hardest working woman in show business, without question. I have no doubt about that. But also, you're right that anybody who just participates is going to see a huge benefit on this, the exposure, but also some of the work that they do behind the scenes with our folks who will help them with their business plan, with their marketing plan. And you're absolutely right. I've been talking to mayors across the metro region who want in on this. And you always know that something is working in city government when other cities try and do the same thing. That's why we're copying Hatch Detroit, and other cities will copy Hatch Bloomington, just because it's a great idea. The website is www.hatchbloomington.com. The deadline is coming up next week. We'd love to see as many people as possible get their name in the hopper. We would love to see it.
Well, Mayor Busty, my brother Jonathan, thank y'all so much for being on the Shaletta Show. We've had a blast.
Thank you, my friend. Always fun to be on.
All right. Yes, and I have to thank Jonathan, too. This thing went out and bought 100 copies of my son's autism book, Andrew Does His Dance. Thank you so much. I was so blown away. I was like, how do we go from number 85 to number 2 on the bestseller list? Who bought 100 books? That was you. Thank you, friend. I really appreciate you helping me spread autism awareness.
You are welcome.
All right, y'all stick around. We've got more to come.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was hosting Good Morning MSP. It was an event with Jonathan Weinhagen over at the Depot in Minneapolis. And they made this big announcement that there was a program through the city of Bloomington called Hatch. It is an opportunity for business owners to compete to win $100,000. And to open a business, brick and mortar, in the city of Bloomington. And I was like, this is amazing. I have to do what I got to do to amplify this message. So I invited Jonathan Weinhagen from the regional chamber here in Minneapolis and Bloomington Mayor Tim Busty to join the show. They are joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, good afternoon, Shaletta. Okay. Always fun to be on your show.
Now, Jonathan, you got to tell me, how did you get involved with Hatch and what this program is all about? Because there's a deadline or something coming up, and I want to make sure folks know about it and get in and share and help me spread the word before this thing closes, because this is phenomenal. I've never heard of anything like this.
There is a deadline of May 3rd, so we are coming up, you're days away from the deadline. And it really was the genesis of a lot of different things. You and I have talked about the importance of capital and support for small businesses for mm-hmm. A number of years here. And as we come out of the pandemic and think about how do we really, shore up, corridors across our cities, we need to think innovatively. And that's where Bloomington came in. The city of Bloomington came to the chamber and said, hey, we've got this idea. They did this thing in Detroit, started it 15 years ago, called Hatch. And we'd like to, replicate it right here in the city of Bloomington with a focus on brick and mortar. Would you be our partner in this? And, it didn't take long for us to get to yes. And, we've had an opportunity to go out to Detroit to learn about their program. And now we are, in the early stages with the applications open right now of bringing this thing to life and seeing some incredible business ideas come through the portal. So we're super excited about it.
Okay, now, Mayor Bussey, most people are running away from Jonathan. You are running to him to work with him on this Hatch program. Talk to me about Hatch and tell folks exactly kind of what it is, what it hopes to do and who it hopes to help.
Oh, I can't imagine anyone running from Jonathan.
I do. I can't lie to you, Mayor Bussey. I'll be running.
the Minneapolis Chamber has been a great partner with the city of Bloomington, and I applaud Jonathan and their willingness to jump in to this with us, because it's a bit of an adventure, but we're so happy to be partners with them. We, as Jonathan said, we were looking for ways to spur entrepreneurial fever in Bloomington and get people involved and to promote small businesses. And this idea of Hatch Bloomington came up. We're looking at as an opportunity to promote the small businesses with an emphasis on sustainability, creativity, equity, inclusiveness. And we want applicants at basically any part of their business development timeline, folks who are in the idea stage or who are looking at expansion. The main idea, though, being that we want to see a brick and mortar facility in the city of Bloomington. And boy, the number of people that I have talked to, the number of applications that have been received, the excitement that this has generated, it's just been fantastic.
And I want to know, Mayor Bussey, do you have to live in Bloomington? I'm already getting text messages from folks, some of my entrepreneur friends who are listening to the show at their shops and in their homes, and they're saying, I don't live in Bloomington. Can I still apply?
It is not a live in Bloomington. It's to locate your business in Bloomington. So
okay.
No, the residency requirement isn't with the where you live. It's where you would locate the business.
Okay. Now, Jonathan, how can people sign up? Folks are texting me. They want a website, a link. Do they need to go somewhere? Y'all got my phone blowing up. I can't even do my show right now. These business owners heard $100,000 in brick and mortar, and they have lost their minds.
Well, we love that the word is getting out, and we encourage everybody to go visit hatchbloomington.com. Super simple. There's an application link there. It walks you right through it. And then along the way, our team is there to help support the process. We're hosting listening sessions, learning sessions. Pick up the phone, call me, call the mayor, call our team. We want to help folks, bring their idea to life. And Shaletta, one of the neat things that we've heard about Hatch, from the Detroit experience is the $100,000 is amazing. And life-changing. But when we get down to these 10 finalists as part of the process, the visibility these folks are going to get, mm-hmm. the opportunities in the media and through social media and other things is just like it's palpable. What we've heard from folks is that's almost as valuable as the cash prize. Mm-hmm. We can't wait to celebrate the one individual who gets both. But all along the way, there's incredible value to being a part of this process.
Okay, now, Mayor Bussey, the application deadline is May 3rd. Take me through the steps. What happens after that? Because as Jonathan was saying, there's going to be, some finalists. There's going to be a selection. Talk to me about what happens after folks apply.
Well, after the applicants submit all their deliverables, their business plan and their marketing plan and all that they need to submit, there's going to be three rounds of judging over the course of about 4 months. So as we head into the summer here, the first round, we got a great group of judges put together, business leaders, community leaders, and so on, to go through the initial applications. And then as we start to winnow it down, it will become incredibly public, down to, in fact, the last one or two rounds. I'm not exactly sure. Jonathan can probably correct me on this. But literally, we'll be on stage at our community theater, a la Shark Tank, in front of a live audience, where these folks are going to have to present their business plan. They're going to have to make their pitch in front of a live audience, and community members will have the opportunity to vote online. And so it's kind of an exciting thing with business professionals winnowing the group down a bit, but then having the whole community involved in deciding who the ultimate winner will be.
Oh my gosh, this is exciting. It's also scary. Talk to me about the ultimate goal, Jonathan. We're hearing a lot. Is it that we want to promote small businesses? We want to expand, you know, entrepreneurs in Bloomington. We want to highlight, the need to support small businesses. You know, what's the one thing that, you know, you're most excited about with Hatch Bloomington?
Shalane, I start with saying it's all of the above. It's all of those things you just mentioned. The thing that I'm most excited about is spurring that energy and that innovation and creating opportunity. And to have the city of Bloomington as a partner, this incredible beacon as a city. And I would just note that since we launched this thing, we're hearing from cities all across the metro, kind of asking us, like, hey, what about us? Can we do something similar? And I think the message I've heard from, you know, Mayor Bussey and the Bloomington team is, bring it on. We'd love to see Hatch all across the MSP region. So we're excited about this. We're grateful for the leadership of the mayor and his team. But we just can't wait to, you know, to get to that May 3rd deadline, to start winnowing down the applicants, and to learn more about these incredible entrepreneurs that want to bring something to life in the city of Bloomington.
Okay, give me that website again, Mayor Bussey, because I want to make sure everybody has this information. And my producer, Josh, is going to also put it online, because my phone is literally blowing up. I have to do my show, y'all. I'm in the middle of a show, everybody. They think that because we're talking and it sounds like we're having a conversation that I'm not working. I'm actually working, so I can't get to the people right now. So give us that website again, because I want to make sure that nobody misses this. This is the thing, Mayor Bussey, is... You know, a lot of times for entrepreneurs and small business owners, we're so busy working that we miss out on opportunities. And so by the time we hear about it, it's in the paper and we've missed the deadline. And I want to make sure, especially with Hatch Bloomington and how much fun this process is going to be, that people don't miss this opportunity to apply to be a part of the process. Because like Jonathan said, even the folks who don't win the $100,000, just being a part of the process, it's going to be fun. You're going to get the visibility. You're going to get all this earned media attention, and you're going to be able to make some great connections that are going to last, a lifetime.
You're exactly right. First of all, you're exactly right. You're the hardest working woman in show business, without question. I have no doubt about that. But also, you're right that anybody who just participates is going to see a huge benefit on this, the exposure, but also some of the work that they do behind the scenes with our folks who will help them with their business plan, with their marketing plan. And you're absolutely right. I've been talking to mayors across the metro region who want in on this. And you always know that something is working in city government when other cities try and do the same thing. That's why we're copying Hatch Detroit, and other cities will copy Hatch Bloomington, just because it's a great idea. The website is www.hatchbloomington.com. The deadline is coming up next week. We'd love to see as many people as possible get their name in the hopper. We would love to see it.
Well, Mayor Bussey, my brother Jonathan, thank y'all so much for being on the Shaletta Show. We've had a blast.
Thank you, my friend. Always fun to be on.
All right. And I have to thank Jonathan, too. This thing went out and bought 100 copies of my son's autism book, Andrew Does His Dance. Thank you so much. I was so blown away. I was like, how do we go from number 85 to number 2 on the bestseller list? Who bought 100 books? That was you. Thank you, friend. I really appreciate you helping me spread autism awareness.
You are welcome.
All right, y'all stick around. We've got more to come.